Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1661, Wayne Baker.
Chairman, I don't believe I was here at that, also at that public hearing. I think that was in February.
It was a while ago.
It was February 26th.
All right, sir.
I did not participate in the hearing. I will not be voting.
All righty.
Well, Mr. Chairman, as you know, both of the Baker's applications have received a lot of attention, and I've given them a lot of thought. Most of the concerns are centered around the possible use of the property if it is rezoned to heavy industrial, and I too was concerned about that at first. But I've looked into what is permitted versus what would still require another public hearing before the Board of Adjustments, and have become a lot less concerned because of this safeguard that is instilled in this application. If this property is rezoned, the uses that would be allowed without further review include uses permitted in the light industrial districts: banks, clinics, data processing centers, farms, general business, sales, heliports, hotels and motels, testing or research labs, nurseries or greenhouses, parking garages, private clubs, professional offices, and restaurants. None of these uses are objectionable to me on this property, and I would likely vote to approve them if they came in individually as just a conditional use. So I looked at those 12 things and I said, would they fit? And then in my mind, I believe they do. All the rest of the possible uses that still require a further hearing before the Board of Adjustments if they are potentially hazardous uses, or even if there is any doubt about whether they are potentially hazard uses. Given the interest that this application has received, I suggest that even the slightest doubt of a proposed use should require the applicant to appear before the Board of Adjustment for the approval of the use. At the Board of Adjustment, the public gets an opportunity to participate and comment again upon the specific proposed use, and the board can approve the use, deny it, or approve it with its own conditions on the particular use. So there are safeguards in place to watch over this use. After considering all this, I'm going to make a motion if there's any comments anybody'd like to make before motion.
Gentlemen, anyone wish to make a comment, or are we?
Well, I think Mr. Burton certainly hit on some of the concerns that I have in terms of there's some recourse available if someone comes in with a questionable type activity. I think also, given the discussion we've had at public hearing, given that it is on a truck route, there's a possibility of a rail spur. We have the support of not only the Sussex County Economic Development Office, but that of the State Economic Development Office, and perhaps might stimulate some job activities in Sussex County other than the agriculture and service industry. I believe that an industrial-type park is appropriate.
The State Office of Planning Coordination didn't have any objection to it either, did they?
Does that mean we should vote the other way?
Sometimes it does, but I don't think it does in this case. Anyone else?
To me, the compelling reasons for it were the rail spur, the truck route, the additional layer of review, as you indicated, by the Board of Adjustment if there's something that would be deemed to be an onerous use, and opportunity for jobs of a different nature. But I thought the truck route, the growth area, and the rail spur made this little parcel somewhat unique and appropriate for what the applicant has proposed.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CZ 1661 for Wayne Baker for a change in zone from AR1 Agricultural Residential District to an HI1 Heavy Industrial District based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. The location is appropriate for HI zoning. The property is located along Route 30, which is a designated truck route, and DelDOT is not opposed to the rezoning. It is also adjacent to an existing rail line with a proposed spur line accessing the property. The property currently has a conditional use for an existing fuel storage, sale, and transfer facility. On the other end of the site, there is a large state emergency operation tower. HI zoning is appropriate since the zoning code states that the purpose of the district is to provide for a variety of industrial operations, but to restrict or prohibit those industries which have characteristics likely to produce serious adverse effects within or beyond the limits of the districts, of the district. The rezoning will promote the local economy and will create jobs in the areas in the area for Sussex County residents. The applicant has stated that there are few other properties available for industrial uses in Sussex County. The property is in a developing area according to the county's comprehensive land use plan. The Office of State Planning Coordination does not object to the rezoning. While the HI zoning has many possible uses, there are only a limited number of uses that are permissible without a further hearing in front of the County Board of Adjustments. These include uses permitted in the L2 district, banks, clinics, data processing centers, farms, general business sales, heliports, hotels, research labs, nurseries and greenhouses, private clubs, professional offices, and restaurants. All of these potential uses are appropriate for this location. Under the HI zoning, if any other possible use is potentially hazardous, or if there is any doubt as to whether it is potentially hazardous, there will be another public hearing on the particular use before the Board of Adjustments. The Board of Adjustments cannot approve the particular use unless it finds that the public's health and welfare will be protected and there are safeguards to protect the area's water, property, and people. If the board decides to approve such a use, it can also add its own conditions or limitations to address the particular use. The HI zoning, with the safeguards of having further hearing limiting potential uses, will not adversely affect the neighboring or adjacent properties.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1661, Wayne Baker, for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 4-0 with Mr. Gordy not voting because he was not in attendance at the public hearing.